You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast. On the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, listening all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are amazing. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for listening wherever you might be in North America. We talked about a lot. We heard from the New York Giants today. Russell Wilson, Jackson Dart, Brian Daboll, they all spoke now that Jackson Dart is the starter. We heard from the Atlanta Falcons today. Michael Penix is still the starter. He is not getting pulled for Kirk Cousins. Their opponent on Sunday, the Washington Commanders. We don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to be out there as he's still recovering from a sprained knee. He was a limited participant in practice today. Hopefully he's available on Sunday. We hope so. Tom Brady defended himself against people who say it's unethical for him to be an owner and a broadcaster. Tom Brady's just like this. He's like, my morals are what I stand on. Football has given me my whole life. I'm not going to screw football. Okay, Tom Brady, if you say so, we believe you. Drew Brees, he's a Hall of Fame nominee. We know he's going into the Hall of Fame. Good for him. Larry Fitzgerald, first-time nominee. But Drew Brees says the Eagles are boring. He said the offense is boring. He says they can still win a championship, but the offense, he can't stand watching them. Okay, good for you. Thank you so much to Kyle Glazer for joining us. Covers all things baseball for Foul Territory TV. Kyle Glazer got us already. I can't believe the Major League Baseball season is done on Sunday. If you've missed any part of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And we got more to get into. In a few seconds, a few minutes, I'm going to give you a top six list. We're taking a look at some of the craziest coaches in sports today. These coaches, they're nuts. They're insane. I'll explain in a minute. And then we got more to get into. We got some commentary on Travis Hunter. You know, how he's been utilized so far with the Jackson Jaguars or underutilized. Hey, we got somebody who retired. Sister Jean is, she's 106 years old. I mean, if you're 106, are you retired? I guess. We got Thursday Night Football tomorrow. Got the Seahawks and the Cardinals. We'll get into that. At the end of the show next hour, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And so we got so much more to get into. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Every Wednesday, I bring you a top six list. I've been doing this on YouTube for a long time, since 2009. And it's cool to take something from YouTube and be able to apply it to the airwaves. It's pretty cool. You know, you can apply it anywhere. And so today's top six list is about some of the craziest coaches in sports today. And why this top six? It's very simple. Yesterday, Mike Gundy got fired from Oklahoma State. This man has spent a career saying wild and crazy things. I don't think there's anything wilder, and we played this yesterday, than from a few years ago where he basically defended, or not justified, you know, one of his players driving drunk. I mean, I had to say to myself, am I on drugs or is he? Listen to this clap.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is .08, and Ollie was .1. So I looked it up. And it was based on body weight, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought, really, two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life. And I, you know, it was just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better. But when I talked to Ollie, I told him, I said, you're lucky you got out light. Because you make a lot of money to play football.
Oh, come on, man. Like, that's dumb. And before, when I threw to the sound, I called it a clip. I don't know if I wanted to call it a clip or crap because it was a combination of the both of them. What he just said is crazy. Like, that's life crazy. And we live in a world right now where the coaches speak to the media, and this has always been the case, but so much more so now, I think, with social media, the coaches, they talk pregame, they talk throughout the course of the week, they talk postgame after losses. You have some coaches who utilize social media, which I think is absolutely nuts. Things go viral. And this is a new era, right? If I said crazy coaches, you probably automatically go, oh yeah, Bobby Knight was crazy. You are correct. We don't got a Bobby Knight sticking around as far as we know right now. Things are different. But we still have some personalities that make you go, what's wrong with that guy? And so today's top six list, we're going to take a look at some coaches who are in sports right now. I don't care who, what, when, or where, but these are coaches in sports who are absolutely nuts. It's time for a new top six list. Craziest coaches in sports. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's a new top six list, craziest coaches in sports. Okay, I'm not wasting any time. This is a top six list. Let's start off with the first number.
Number six.
Man, he just got into the coaching ranks. And he's been good so far. I mean, he's only been coaching at the college level for 2 years now, at least as the head coach. At number six on my list, he leads the Syracuse Orange on the football field. His name is Fran Brown. He started with Cuse last year. They went 10-3 in his debut season. They won the Holiday Bowl. They've started 3-1 this year. They just went out there and surprised and beat the living hell out of Clemson. And yeah, Dabo Sweeney isn't the one looking crazy. It's Fran Brown. Because every couple of months, he is saying something absolutely wild. Like, this is very wild. Like last year, after they lost to Boston College, Fran Brown actually sat down and was just like, you know what? When I lose a game, I feel bad. I feel terrible. I feel horrific. Let's just say he probably also feels dirty.
Honestly, I got like a ritual. Like when we lose, I ain't even getting a shower till early this morning. I just be mad. I just brush my teeth. But it's like I don't deserve soap. I don't deserve to do all that. I'm just focused on like trying to get back and trying to make sure that our players mentally understand and know that I let them down, that they didn't do it. Only thing is like my wife, I can't sleep in the bed if we lose because I ain't going to get in the shower for that day. I'm just mad and I just sit there I just brush my teeth. That's what I have to do, so y'all won't say my breath stink. But I'm just kind of locked in at certain things, certain ways. I think you gotta earn the right to do certain things. So, you know, winners get washed. You know what I'm saying? I'm a loser. I just kind of waited a little bit.
Loser? I don't deserve soap? Huh? This guy's off his rocker. Shout outs to him. He's from Camden, New Jersey. Okay, he's not a game. He's not to be played with. I mean, it was just last week. You know, all these changes to the transfer portal, who, what, when, and where guys could go. You know, he was asked about people trying to poach and steal his players, and he put kind of a word out to the other coaches that y'all better be careful. Don't test me.
And y'all that's trying to tamper with my guys, you better stop. I'm not going to tell. I'm going to come at you. That's what I'm going to do. And when I come at you, it's going to be a little bit different because I ain't going to keep talking all the time.
Look, that man is going to attract all the players from the Northeast. He's going to get everybody from D.C., Maryland, Virginia. He's going to get everybody from New York, New Jersey. They're going to go play for that man. He sounds like he's ready to punch another coach in the mouth. You want to talk about a crazy coach in sports today? Yeah, I got Fran Brown. I got him at number 6. Where are we going next?
Number 5.
At number 5, we are going from Syracuse. We're going down to Mississippi. We are going to Ole Miss. At number 5 on my list, I got Lane Kiffin. Okay, is he crazy? I don't know, but I can tell you this much. He is a complainer. He's a crazy complainer. He complains about everything. He's been at Ole Miss now for like 5 years, okay? He's been to bowl games every year that he's been there, but it feels like every year religiously, he's also going to find something to complain about. He's going to complain about NIL money and being not the big bad wolves, stealing money and utilizing money, how things aren't fair in the SEC. He's complaining about the playoff format. Yeah, he is a head coach who will go on social media and complain. He complains about everything. Let's listen to Lane Kiffin. This is a couple of years ago when they started NIL. He's just like, oh, it's so hard and it's challenging and all these other schools. Listen to Lane Kiffin.
It's basically like everybody's got different salary caps, you know. I joked the other day, like, hey, are they going to implement a luxury tax on Texas and Texas A&M? I mean, what they're paying the players is unbelievable, but it's legal. So it just is what it is, but it's not going to be an equal playing field around the country at all. And, you know, to me, you're going to see this happening because what would happen in the NFL if people had different salary caps? Eventually, you know, those guys with the high salary caps go in a lot of games.
Look, he complained about that. He still complains about that. He will complain about the reporters. Like a couple of years ago, he's saying the reporter is fake news. What was he, the president?
I think when it was falsely reported by John, who's now famous, congratulations, that you can just write whatever you want. And I would do it too, I think, because you're never held accountable and you get to become famous and maybe you'll be right. So John did it. So then I had to have a team meeting to say his article was wrong, which would love to know these unnamed sources from John. But so, yes, I had to deal. Had to have a team meeting because of that. They don't, when there's other stuff and chat rooms and all that stuff, but when a reporter writes it, it changes the game with that.
Oh, you know, this guy will complain about the players not having the fan support. He's like, our guys are out here tailgating too much. Well, I'm not even going to, there's so much, we'll play that later. Like, he'll complain about the fans. He'll complain about other schools. He'll complain, and he'll go on social media and whine about all of it. You want to talk about a crazy coach in sports? I got Lane Kiffin at number 5. Who's next?
Number 4.
Oh, this man takes nutty to a whole nother level. He literally told an investigator. He's just like, yeah, I ate a hamburger for breakfast. At number 4 on the list is Jim Harbaugh. And I'll get to the hamburger in a second. You know, he's a great coach. He wins everywhere that he goes. He won at San Diego. It led him to Stanford. He wanted Stanford. It led him to the San Francisco 49ers. Man, he ended up going back to Michigan. They were getting ready to kick his ass up on out of there. He eventually won a national championship with the Wolverines. And now people are expecting him to do the same thing with the Los Angeles Chargers. I don't think there's a reason why not. He's built all these teams from the ground up. He might be crazy, but he's a great football coach. And why is he crazy? I don't know. Like the first day of training camp this year with the Chargers, when Jim Harbaugh stood in front of the media and he basically said, coming to training camp is like being born? What?
Just the way it feels. I mean, feels like New Year's Day, you know, feels like being born. Feels like coming out of the womb, you know, it's like you're in there and it's comfortable and it's safe. And now you're out, you're born, the lights are on, it's bright, get chaos, people looking at you, people talking at you. And just feels good to, you know, have it happen.
He feels good that, and then he continued on. He's like, oh yeah, I remember when I was born. Excuse me? Are you a special human being? Are you an alien? Who remembers being born? Not I. Whose memory kicks in like the second that they have, but never mind. Jim Harbaugh is nuts. Okay, and then how about this? After a loss last year, Jim Harbaugh, he's not talking about football. He's very philosophical. He quoted Nelson Mandela. What?
Nelson Mandela, I mean, said, I don't lose. I either win or I learn. And, you know, to me, what that means is, you know, let's make sure we learn from things that happen and let that make us better.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll take that one. I'll take that one. Oh, and then the hamburger. Well, he was allegedly, he was sitting down with a recruit that he wasn't supposed to be sitting down with during COVID, and he pulled up receipts and said, "Hey, did you buy this kid breakfast? There's a hamburger." He's like, "Yeah, who else ordered a hamburger in the morning? I did. I'm that weird." Yeah, he is weird. He gets results. Jim Harbaugh is a winner. He might be able to turn these Chargers around. It looks like he is. Oh yeah, but that guy is crazy. Jim Harbaugh, number four on my list. Top six crazy coaches in sports. Harbaugh's at four. Where we going next?
Number three.
Oh man, this guy may not be just crazy. This guy might be psychotic. He has this look in his eyes. It's intense. It's like, bro, blink. You are allowed to blink. You can blink. You don't have to burn holes through everybody. And number three on my list, crazy coaches in sports, it's Joe Mazzulla. Like, Joe Mazzulla is intense. Like, he looks like he will snap a steel bar in half. Intense. Like, his stare, it can send women and children running. This guy's nuts. We know he took over for Ime Udoka in 2022. The following year, he came back. Everybody had to kind of tell him, hey, bro, maybe you are a little too intense. And then ultimately, this is a team that won a championship. I think all the talent that they had certainly helped. But I don't know if they'd win if this guy wasn't as crazy as he is. I mean, Jason Tatum basically said Joe Mazzulla made them watch UFC fights. By the way, Joe Mazzulla practices Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Okay, this is not somebody you want to mess with. Jason Tatum says he makes us watch the fights because guys can almost die and they almost win and lose. And listen to Tatum tell you.
You know, Joe does a great job of showing us clips and things from different sports, right? He's a big UFC fan and, you know, showing us fights of people that I don't know, like the terminology in UFC, but put them in a chokehold and like they're about to tap out. And you just see the guy or the woman who's winning relaxing because they feel like they're about to win. And then, you know, you give the other person life. Just trying to translate that to the game of basketball that, you know, the closer you are to winning, the closer they are to surviving.
Okay, all right. Yeah, let me show my, I mean, whatever inspires the guys. You know, let me show my guys somebody almost dying so they know that they got to finish them off. Yeah, listen to Joe Mazzulla himself be frightening. Listen.
Why does the NBA cup matter?
Who said that?
When you go to a restaurant, the challenge we enjoy is like, can you eat the whole menu? We're either going to win or we're not, and 40 years from now, none of you were invited to my funeral, and that's it.
Have you been able to talk to Jalen about the injury?
Mm-hmm.
I talk to him every day.
That's, what were those conversations like?
I mean, we both kind of mumble when we talk, and then we just shake hands and move on.
Did he happen to mumble about his hip at all?
I couldn't understand him.
What do you think about getting a job interview?
I could care less. There's a group of people who are operating in a post-conscious state, and other people are operating in an unconscious state, and it's always easier for the unconscious state to bring things to a certain level than it is for the post-conscious state. And as we continue to grow into what post-consciousness looks like as far as, you know, our team, we're continuing to learn from that. And, you know, it's just something that we're working through every day.
All right, let's move on to Jokic here.
No, I mean, I add to that. I don't watch NBA games, so, you know, I'm just as much the problem as anyone else is.
Is there a reason for that?
I don't like watching the games.
Okay, yeah, I don't like watching the games. He goes into rants about consciousness. Let's just say Joe Mazzulla is not somebody I want to be in a room with, okay? I don't want to be locked in a room. I don't want to have a private conversation. Let's keep it to 30 seconds. That guy looks like he, you know, clipping newspaper clippings out and posting them on his wall. And he has a beautiful family and kids. God bless him. Okay. Hey, top six crazy coaches in sports. I got Joe Mazzulla at number 3 on my list. Here, I'm going to give you a quick recap, and then we're going to go to break. At number 6, I gave you Fran Brown. At number 5, I gave you Lane Kiffin. At number 4, I gave you Jim Harbaugh. Number 3, I gave you Joe Mazzulla. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to give you the top 2. I'm going to tell you number 2, and I'm going to tell you number 1. Who are the craziest coaches in sports today? I'm going to finish the list off on the other side. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm giving you a new top six list. We're taking a look at the six craziest coaches in sports today. Mike Gundy fired from Oklahoma State yesterday, and today I'm giving you a top six list of people who are, well, ain't nobody Mike Gundy. But some of these coaches are kind of nuts in their own regard. I'm about to give you number two and number one, but here's a quick recap if you weren't here last break. And number six, I gave you Fran Brown from Syracuse. This man says that when I lose a football game, I don't deserve to shower. I don't deserve soap. This man is depriving himself of, of a clean ass, okay? And number five, I gave you Lane Kiffin. He will complain about everything. He'll complain about the referees, NIL, the fans, tailgating. He'll go on social media, complain about the college football playoff. He is your chief complainer. He's nuts. Lane Kiffin, somebody take his phone. I have him here at number five. At number four, you want to talk about crazy coaches? Jim Harbaugh is on the list, okay? It doesn't matter where he goes. San Diego, Stanford, the Niners, Michigan. He's going to have success. Even with the Chargers, he's had success. Even in his first year. Nobody go but up, right? He's crazy, though. He's like, training camp is like being born. I remember when I fell out the womb. He's comparing losses and pulling out Nelson Mandela quotes. He is an interesting fellow. Jim Harbaugh, interesting indeed. I got him number four on the list. Top six crazy coaches in sports. Number three, I gave you Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla looks like he escaped out of a special arm of the hospital, okay? He looks like he has seen some things, experienced some things, and been some places. It's like, yeah, I'm going to make my players watch UFC fights so they can see how close they are to death. I'm like, whoa, okay. All right, what about the free throws now? Got Joe Mazzulla, number three. That stare enough. Scared the living hell out of you. Top six crazy coaches in sports. If I got Joe Mazzulla at three, who's next on the list?
Number two.
Oh, man. Yep, he's officially crazy. You could have said he was angry for 20-plus years. You could have said he was a mean SOB. You could say he's nasty. But hanging out with this 24-year-old girlfriend, that has sent him into the danger zone. He's crazy. And number two on the list, I got Bill Belichick. Yeah, he's crazy. He is. This man is tampering with his legacy by hanging out with a 24-year-old girlfriend. Oh, yeah, things might be great in other parts of his life. Good for him. But when it comes to his professional life, his public life, does he realize it's starting to look like a disaster? We all know about the angry Bill Belichick. I mean, let's listen. This is Ben Volen at the beginning, okay? He's an NFL writer for the Boston Globe. He's had to look at Bill Belichick for years. Ben Volen says speaking to Bill Belichick is like pulling teeth. You'll hear Ben Volen and you'll hear some of these examples.
After a loss, forget it. He's just not going to answer any question you ask him. Bill, what happened on that play in the third quarter?
Just got to get back to work. We got to improve in every phase of the game.
Bill, what happened with that timeout?
We need to improve and playing coach better next week.
It's the same answer.
And we got a lot of work to do. Plenty of things we need to work on. Really, and too much to say. We just got to get back to the drawing board. Look, we're coaching the team. I'm coaching the team.
It's good to win. We got a long way to go.
It's a great job by our players. There's no quarterback I'd rather have than Tom Brady.
You know, we'll face another challenge next week.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll leave that to you expert.
We'll get on to Miami next week.
You know, good job all the way across the board.
San Diego next week.
You know, they did a good job offensively. And
now we're moving on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, on to Cincinnati. Yeah, he said that one about a million times. On to Cincinnati. And that's all fine and well. That made him a curmudgeon. That made him angry. That made him grumpy. He looked frumpy as well, wearing that beat-up shirt that he always wore. But what made Bill Belichick crazy is that he had to accept this job from UNC because nobody in the NFL wanted him anymore. He's 2-2, and that's fine. But the larger issues are around his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. Remember he was selling his book? He was sitting around with CBS, and one of the main questions of Belichick was about, well, you know, his personal life. And his girlfriend chimed in the back. And now she's over here giving him pep talks on the sideline before games. Belichick has to say she has nothing to do with football. Yeah, Belichick is looking crazy. He might be crazy in love, but his legacy is looking even crazier. Listen to this from CBS.
Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Yeah, his girlfriend butted in on a nationally televised CBS interview. Yeah, it was recorded, but it's like, damn, is Bill Belichick, is that his boss? I know she's helping him send emails, but is that his boss? I got Bill Belichick at number two on my list because Bill Belichick is just, well, he's crazy. He is. And so if I got Bill Belichick at number two on my list, top six crazy coaches in sports, who is crazier than Belichick? What number are we up to?
Number one.
This guy, oh, he's been through some things. He's insane. It might have helped him get to where he is, but this guy is nuts. It is the head coach of UConn basketball. His name is Dan Hurley. Dan Hurley. This man has been coaching UConn since 2018. He's won two national championships. Not last year. Last year, they came back to earth. Okay. Only 24-11. The 2 years before that, national championships. He got a six-year contract. $50 million taking him to the year 2030. He was so good coming off of those two titles that the Lakers apparently offered him a gig. All of this apparently went to his head, went to his noggin. I remember last year, he was having a fit with a referee. He stood in front of a referee, and Dan Hurley actually said, like, man, don't you turn your back on me. I'm the best damn coach in college basketball. And then his response after that was just a matter of, well, maybe they shouldn't have the camera on me. And other people say crazy things, too. Listen to this guy.
I think TV got you saying something like, don't turn your back on me. I'm the best coach.
Did I say that? Yeah. I mean, I know I'm going to sound like an here. So the TV likes me, camera. I bet you I'm going to have the GAs. I'll release it to the media, too. What was the game on today? It was on FS1. I just wish they'd put the camera on the other coach more. You know, obviously, I had a moment with Coach Dad Mata today because he was so far out of the box that I figured I would just go over and have a powwow with him and Pat. You know, but like I just wish they would show these other coaches losing their minds at the officials in other Big East games that I'm coaching, where I look going into a timeout when I'm not talking to officials, I see the other coaches as demonstrative as I am. But you know, the camera, obviously, I've created this for myself. I'm not no victim, but I just wish that they would not have the camera on me 90% of the time, unless they feel like it's driving ratings and more on Twitter that could put clips of me from a game and say, yeah, look how big of a monster he is. He's yelling at a ref again. What a monster.
Egotistical much? Like this, he's nuts. He's insane. I mean, he's one of these guys where probably being insane has helped him out as a coach. But I mean, Dan Hurley is crazy. Ironically, he was on Dan Patrick today because he now has a memoir out about how crazy he is. And he talked about how his successes have almost driven him to quit. I mean, he admitted, he said, all the pressure almost made me quit. I guess he was going insane because he is. Listen to this.
And then you put on top of that for me, you go back to back, those seasons are longer. So there's a little bit of a, success fatigue. The Lakers things happens. So your ego is at an all-time high. Then you have a horrible season. And then you take the criticism throughout the year that, and a lot of times it's justified. So it's like the perfect storm of stuff.
He's nuts. That guy's crazy. And if he wasn't crazy, he wouldn't have won back-to-back championships, but now he needs to come back down to earth. I think Dan Hurley is the craziest coach in sports today. I think he is off his damn rocker. I do. Hey, the phone lines are open if you want to give me a call. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm talking about the craziest coaches in sports today. And number six, I gave you Fran Brown out of Syracuse. And number five, I gave you Lane Kiffin out of Ole Miss. And number four, I gave you Jim Harbaugh, currently coaching the Chargers. Number three, I gave you Joe Mazzulla from the Celtics. Number two, Bill Belichick. Oh, he's crazy. He likes some, well, I can't say that. Well, his girlfriend is young. How about that? And at number one, the craziest coach in sports today, I give you Dan Hurley. Is there somebody that I missed? Is there somebody else that stands out? I thought about some other crazy coaches. Some of these guys, I put them in different categories. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Who are some of the craziest coaches in sports today? When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about something crazy going on in Dallas as they await the return of Michael Parsons. And then something sad. This lady, she's not crazy. It's pretty sad what's going on in Chicago. I'm going to tell you about Sister Jean. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash. Here he is, not crazy, Rich Ackerman.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I just gave you a top six list. Craziest coaches in sports today. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You missed the top six list. It was inspired by Mike Gundy, who just got fired. That guy was a quote machine for all the wrong reasons. Got the boot yesterday. I'm not saying that the coaches I just shared with you are getting a boot, but they say some wild things. Top six crazy coaches in sports. At number six, I gave you Fran Brown at Syracuse. After losses, he says, I don't deserve soap. He doesn't take a shower. At number five, I gave you Lane Kiffin. If there's something to complain about, he will complain about it, all the way from NIL to his own fan base. And number four, I gave you Jim Harbaugh. Oh, yeah, we know this guy's in outer space, okay? He is nuts. And number three, I gave you Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla's not nuts. He's psychotic. That guy gives you that intense stare like he's just going to burn a hole through you, like he's Cyclops from X-Men. And number two, I gave you Bill Belichick. Why is he on this list? Have you seen what he's been doing with the young lady? I don't know what they're doing, but I've seen some of the public stuff, and Bill Belichick looks crazy in love. Either that or he's delusional. And number two was Belichick. I just said that. And number one, I gave you Dan Hurley. Dan Hurley is just, I hope success doesn't eat him up. Like, he was real arrogant. Like, last year, he got punched back to life. Punch back to reality. I think Dan Hurley, he's the craziest coach in sports today. There was no way in hell that Dan Hurley was ever going to get up and take that Los Angeles Lakers job. He would have got eaten alive. Everything that he's been doing in college, man, you can't do that with professional athletes. He's in the perfect spot, the perfect situation. He even said that all the success almost drove him to quit. He's still here. Now he's selling a memoir. Why not, right? 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to get to Sister Jean. Yeah, she's retiring from Loyola. She's 106 years old. Can't blame her. We're going to get into Dak and the Packers. We're going to talk about the Seahawks and the Cardinals. We're going to give you a few things that took place this day in sports history. But let's go to the phone lines. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the craziest coaches in sports today. And then we'll get our producer, Ryan Botcher. We'll get his thoughts. Let's go to David. David is calling from L.A. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Yo, JR, great top six list. I always find it strange that, well, not strange, but fitting, that some of these, a lot of these crazy coaches, they're in college and not necessarily in the pros. I mean, there are plenty of crazy coaches in the pros, but, you know, it seems like a lot of them just end up in college. Anyway, my crazy coach is my own coach, my coach of my Eagles, Nick Sirianni. I don't even want to call him crazy, but he's definitely eccentric, you know. Yelling at the crowd multiple times in Indianapolis, saying this was for Frank Reich, then yelling at his own fans last year, yelling in the Chiefs tunnel. He is definitely petty. This past Super Bowl, he was counting sacks after the Chiefs had worn those zero sacks T-shirts at their Super Bowl parade, you know, a couple of years ago then. And he's been caught on the sidelines a couple of times trying to yell at his own players and having to be stopped by assistant coaches. I mean, I don't know what his deal is, but hey, you know, he's a Super Bowl winner, and I'm glad to have him as our coach.
Yeah, whatever gets the job done. Yeah, Nick Sirianni certainly had one of the more interesting press conferences when he was introduced as head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, and trying to explain he doesn't want his players to think, he wants them to react, and less thinking and more reacting leads to more winning. Well, maybe the tush push just works real good. How about that? Maybe you got big-ass players. These guys are giants. They're big. They're strong. Maybe that works. And good point by David. I don't think it's by coincidence or happenstance that some of these outlandish head coaches with these big personalities are in college. Like, is that really shocking to anybody? Like, that wears thin with grown men. Like, it's one thing to lead young men. It's another thing to walk into a room. And I get it. Now the guys are getting paid money in college. But it's another thing to walk into a room with a guy making $60 and $70 million a year. He's making more money than you. He's more important than you. You're more disposable than him. It's a power thing. When you got the power at these colleges, these universities, you can call more of the shots. That's just what it is. And you lose some of that power when you move on to the professional system, because you're not the highest paid dude on campus. You're not the highest paid guy in the state in a lot of cases. You're a cog. Head coaches at the professional level, they're hired to be fired. Oh, you're the head coach? You're making $3 million? Oh, you're only making $10 million? Oh, we can fire you and just pay you the rest of your contract and tell you to go away? Goodbye. That guy over there, the player, the star, we got two guys on the team making $30 and $40 and $50 and $60 million a year. Take a hike. And so that's why the coaches at college level, at the college level, they're just a little bit more insane. They're the top of the totem pole. It's not the players. It's not the student athletes, as I put up air quotes that you cannot see in the studio. Players in college come and go. The coaches are supposed to be. You hope they're the stalwarts. You hope that they're the main thing in the ground. You hope that they're the main stake that's not going anywhere. Oh, it's tough. College ranks? Tough to move a guy. Come on, go ask Billy Napier how that's going. Hey, Botcher, we talk about crazy coaches. Is there an insane coach that stands out to you that you haven't heard?
Because there's a couple for me, just because I have different definitions of crazy. Because you could go passionate crazy. You could go crazy in a way that they know way too much. And then you can go crazy as they just act a fool. I think the biggest non-mention was Dan Campbell, just because of his passion and his emotion, where he said the kneecaps, of course, and then him crying for his players. He is one of a kind for a coach, and he shows tendencies to be a little crazy.
Is it? Yeah, you're right about that. Good point. Yeah, look, bite. Was it the bite the kneecaps or hit him in the ankles? Or that was he's an interesting fellow. Let's put it that way. Drinks that straight black coffee in the morning, probably drinking 10 cups of it. Yeah, Dan Campbell is he's in a world of his own. Is he crazy or is he a psycho? That's a good call. Yeah, Dan Campbell is nuts. If I had to put Dan Campbell on this list, who would I take off? I don't know. Fran Brown is kind of new to this thing. And even at the, you know what? I feel like Dan Campbell has calmed down just a little bit. Maybe he's not getting as much attention, but I feel like he's a little bit calmer than when we first showed up. And we got some nutcases all over the world of sports, especially in the coaching race. Dan Campbell, good call by Ryan Botcher. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. The phone lines are still open if you want to give us a holler. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We're going to get into tomorrow night's Thursday night football matchup between the Seahawks and the Cardinals. We're going to talk about Sister Jean. And you can't have crazy. I know he's not a coach. He's an owner. You cannot have crazy without Jerry Jones. Yeah, that's a big matchup this weekend as well. Packers, Cowboys, Dak Prescott running from Michael Parsons. We'll get into that. We'll talk about Sister Jean. We got so much more to do. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.